MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovar. New Mexico Junior College has acquired the former Lee Regional Medical Center campus on Lovington Highway in Hobbs for $1.75 million, closing a long-planned deal that dates back to 2024. The purchase was funded by Lee County, which provided the $1.75 million. The college also completed an approval process with the New Mexico Higher Education Department before finalizing the acquisition, which is set to close May 30th. The campus has been undergoing cleanup, and current plans call for the demolishing of the main hospital building while continuing to lease surrounding facilities used by local physicians. The hospital, originally built in 1974, was purchased by Covenant Health in 2021, and Covenant Health relocated operations to the new facility on Lovington Highway at Millen Drive in September of 2022. New voter registration data suggests New Mexico's political landscape is shifting ahead of future primaries, with both major parties losing registrants as decline to state voters surge following changes to the state's primary system. According to Decision Desk HQ's latest 2026 update, New Mexico has 1,422,544 registered voters. Democrats maintain a 130,077 voter advantage over Republicans, but recent gains are concentrated among independents. Over the past month, Democrat registration fell by 257, and Republicans dropped by 378, while DTS rose by 6,731. The increase follows a new law allowing DTS voters to choose either party's primary ballot without changing registration, replacing the state's longtime closed primary system. The Democrat registration edge has steadily narrowed from 2016, when they held a lead of 199,883, and as of May, it's down to 130,077. Early voting begins on Tuesday across the state. And today, May the 4th, is Star Wars Day, an informal holiday inspired from the pun, "May the 4th be with you," from Star Wars catchphrase, "May the Force be with you." Though not officially tied to the franchise, so many fans have celebrated the days over the years that Lucasfilm officially got on board with the holiday starting in 2013. Real Star Wars fans skip the 5th so as not to intrude on Cinco de Mayo, and return to Star Wars for May 6th with Revenge of the 6th. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.